I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, September 17. Coming up, 3 miles bypass road to be constructed over the next few weeks, plastic ban to come into effect January 2019, and Agriculture Ministry to support school farm at Bethlehem Moravian College. The news in detail after the break.
Applicants for general driver's licenses to operate a motor vehicle 4,000 kilograms and over are being advised that testing within the Kingston Metropolitan Region will now be conducted at the Harbourview Way Station. For more information, call the Island Traffic Authority's corporate office at 876-754-2814 or the Harbourview Way Station at 876-928-6413. A message from the Island Traffic Authority.
Now the news. Commuters affected by the closure of the 3 miles road in St. Andrew will get a new bypass road by the end of October. The road will run from Chesterfield Drive off Spanish Town Road to Marcus Garvey Drive. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who made the announcement earlier today, said the 1.4-kilometer road will run alongside the existing railway track. It will be completed in 5 weeks. It will have 2 lanes and will be used in a tidal fashion, meaning all traffic will travel in the same direction during morning and evening peak hours, then revert to two-way at other times.
The works will include drainage improvement with the installation of pipes and culverts along the actual road and on Chesterfield Drive, the installation of temporary traffic signals at Marcus Garvey Drive intersection, the removal and relocation of GPS poles, and creating wide turning radius for tractor trailers at the intersections.
Mr. Holness was speaking at a signing ceremony for the construction of the road. The contract was signed between the National Works Agency and China Harbour Engineering Company, CHEC. The project includes the construction of a dedicated bus bay, Bailey Bridge to make the connection to Marcus Garvey Drive, and sidewalks for pedestrians. Effective January 1, 2019, the government will begin the process to ban the importation, manufacture, and distribution of single-use plastic shopping bags, plastic straws, and styrofoam in Jamaica. More from Andre Palmer.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says the decision to ban reusable plastics was made after consultation with manufacturers and other stakeholders in the industry to reduce plastic waste on the island. Implementation of the ban will be done on a phased basis to allow companies time to conform to the new standards.
In addition to the local manufacture and distribution of polystyrene foam for use as finished goods in the food and beverage industry will be banned as of January 1, 2020. There will be no ban on wax-lined paper straws or other non-plastic straws. The importation of straws attached to lunch and juice boxes and drink pouches will be banned as of January 1, 2021.
Minister Vaz was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House Monday. The ban will not apply to plastic bags used to package food, such as raw meat, flour, sugar, rice, and baked goods. Reporting for JIS News, I'm Andre Palmer.
Meanwhile, local manufacturers are pledging support for the ban on single-use plastic bags, straws, and styrofoam. Director of Marketing at Wisinko and member of the Jamaica Manufacturers and Exporters Association, Francois Chalifour, says manufacturers are ready to cooperate and collaborate with the government to ensure the ban is effective.
The plastic bags, the foam, are extensively utilized and have been for many, many years because of the convenience that they provide. When we edit what is available to consumers in the marketplace, substitutes will have to be found and or the pattern of behavior will have to be changed.
Mr. Chalifour was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House Monday. He also expressed satisfaction that the government will be collaborating with the manufacturing industry to boost private sector-led recycling. And Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, has committed to assisting with the development of the school farm at Bethlehem Moravian College in St. Elizabeth through the Agricultural Push Start program. The initiative is geared at increasing the production of Irish potato, onion and Scotch bonnet peppers. Speaking at Bethlehem Moravian College's annual commencement ceremony recently, Mr. Hutchinson said the institution should receive the support by October.
We need to provide you with 2 water drums. We also have an Irish potato and onion program. We want you to be involved in that.
The college will be provided with seeds, chemicals, and fertilizer under the Irish potato and onion programs. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.